AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. South Carolina state senators are debating whether to bring the Confederate flag down on the state capitol grounds. Senator Darrell Jackson says he doesn't share the determination to honor South Carolina's Confederate flag.
When I see a Confederate soldier, I don't get goosebumps and feel all warm and fuzzy on it. I respect the fact that you do. All I'm saying is you can't force all of us to have the passion that some of you have about certain things.
Jackson helped write the compromise that brought the Confederate flag off the State House dome in 2000 to its current location. He says he regretted not going farther to get rid of the flag completely 15 years ago. A day before the deadline for a nuclear accord, Iran says it wants an end to the UN arms embargo as a parallel deal, a non-starter for the U.S. Despite this latest demand, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the talks are speeding up.
This is the deadline that we continue to operate against, and I think that reflects the rather aggressive pace of negotiations that are underway in Vienna right now.
A number of critical issues remain unresolved. It does not appear likely that a comprehensive agreement can be reached before tomorrow's deadline. President Obama is on a rare visit to the Pentagon, meeting with his national security team. The meeting is expected to include efforts to defeat the Islamic State group in the Middle East. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says while coalition airstrikes have hurt, local forces will be the only way to defeat that militant group.
Effective and lasting defeat of ISIL will occur when there are effective local forces on the ground that we can support and enable.
Obama admits the U.S. lacks a complete strategy for training Iraqi troops, and efforts to train Syrian rebels are also sputtering, fewer than 100 so far, just a fraction of the goal of 5,400 a year. On Wall Street, Dow down 102. This is AP Radio News. Hundreds of thousands of people cheered Pope Francis as he arrived at a park in Guayaquil, Ecuador. Pope is celebrating Mass at that park in the country's largest city. Ecuador is the first of three South American nations the Pope is scheduled to visit during this trip. U.S. women's soccer team sets a number of records in its 5-2 victory in the World Cup over Japan.
Carly Lloyd rewrote the Women's World Cup record book with three goals in the first 16 minutes during last night's 5-2 victory over Japan.
It just unleashed off my foot.
Team USA's captain tells CBS This Morning about making that shot from midfield that resulted in her historic third goal.
Instincts kicked in and I just went for it.
The 32-year-old who won the Golden Ball is the most outstanding player in last night's championship match, becomes the first woman to score a hat trick in the World Cup final, a hat trick faster than any other in women's or men's World Cup history.
This is a moment we will never, ever forget.
I'm Matt Small.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.